Welcome to our weekly podcast, Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, designed and developed to bring hope and holistic healing to those in need of spiritual restoration. We use the power of the scriptures to demonstrate how the great physician Yahuwah has been healing people throughout the ages. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And even now, he continues to bring restorative healing to the lives of many. According to Exodus 15:26, disease is sometimes a consequence of sin, and as we learn to stand in the will of the Most High Yah, we also gain victory in His name over disease as Yahuwah Rapha heals us. This special healing that only the great physician can bring is indeed the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Through sharing the word, as well as the personal experiences of others, this podcast will inspire healing and restoration.
I examine what's coming out of my mouth, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so, do I have an evil heart or do I have a good heart? And that's my measuring stick.
This episode of Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, explores heart matters that play out in our daily lives and most intimate relationships. Join our speaker, Beverly Lemoine Gutierrez, also known as Bev E, as she shares her take on this profound topic. She shares her personal challenges, including spiritual attacks from the enemy, and how she overcomes them by fighting with her spiritual sword.
Jeremiah said the heart is wicked overall. Who can know it? The way I personally do is I examine myself, because like if I'm talking to a person to know if I have a good heart or an evil heart towards that person, it's the words that comes out of my mouth, because it says out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. I examine what's coming out of my mouth, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so, do I have an evil heart or do I have a good heart? I have done it personally. I have had experience where I am extremely angry at a person, and I can use my husband for an example. He would say something to me. I said, I should have said this. I should have said that. And it's not the good part I want to say. It's the evil part that I want to say. And when I see him, when he come from work, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say that. I'm going to say this, you know, because I want him to know that I am really angry and I mean it this time. Okay, that's the evil part. But the good part is like, I shouldn't have said that. I should have, you know, I know that this person loves me, or I love this person, and I'm saying all these things, and, you know, that's evil. So when you have the spirit of Yahuwah within you, the Ruach HaKodesh that is within you, again, as a measuring stick, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. And so the good part is, I should not have said that. I should have said this instead. And then the evil part is like, I didn't say enough. I should have said more. I should have just stabbed him with this evil words that is in my heart to say to him. And then, with the measuring stick, you hear the Ruach HaKodesh gently speaking unto you, telling you, think about the good things. Think about the all the things that are good, the perfect things. And then you start thinking about how this person is to you, how this person has been to you. And then all you want to do is repent and ask that person for forgiveness and let that person know how much you love them. But in a heat of anger, in a heat of just being impatient, then, you know, you want to say the opposite of everything that is good. The word of Yahuwah said we're always supposed to think about the good things. And in a heated argument, last thing I want to think about is what was good. I just want to say what's in my heart, get it out, and let that person feel exactly what I'm feeling. And that is not the right way, because they are not our enemy. We always, one of the things that always goes into my mind is, my sister is not my enemy, and Yahuwah did not send her into my life for me to hurt her. I have to show the love of Yahuwah through me. So you can either show the love of Yahuwah, or you can show the hatred of the enemy. And that's the choice that we have. The tongue is untamed. But then another scripture also says that if you can tame the tongue, that, and I'm paraphrasing, that in a sense you have overcome. And it is true, because it goes right back to the heart, to the fruit of the Spirit. I believe the older I get, the less I want to say something that would hurt a person. The more I'm into the word of Yahuwah, the more I'm into his heart and see how he treats me, how he loves me, how he wants me to show the love, his love to his people. It is very, very hard to really want to bring down a person or tear them down with my tongue, bringing that poison out of my tongue into another human being. And only the Ruach of Yahuwah can do that. The rock of Yahuwah is your measuring stick. It tells you when you're doing right, and it also shows you your fault. And every day, like David said, please do not take your set apart spirit away from me, because it measures your tongue, it measures your thought, it tells you things to come, it shows you, it teaches you what to say and what not to say. I stick to the fruit of the Spirit, what comes out of my mouth, what I should or should not say. And I find myself now that when people are doing it to me, I just look at them and I don't answer, because if I answer, it will be something that I know I will regret. So when they're yelling and screaming and saying evil stuff, I just look and I just be quiet and I pray in my mind. Death and life is in the power of my tongue, and I shall eat the fruit thereof. And I speak life. I speak abundantly, exceedingly barakat. I speak, and that again, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. I have so many favorite scripture, but that is one that I pray every morning. Death and life is in the power of our tongue, because we as children of the Most High, Yahuwah, he created us. He says in the dateless past, Yahuwah created the heaven and the earth. And Yahuwah says, light be, and light came to be. He spoke things into existence, and he has given power unto his son, Yahusha the HaMashiach. He is the vine, and he says, we are the branches. If we abide in him, he abide in us. And so whatsoever we say, we ask for, we shall have, but whatsoever we say also. And we should be very, very careful of the things that come out of our mouth, because I've seen it. I speak things. It says, call those things that are not as though they are. I speak things, and I see it happening more and more. That when I speak, I see come into manifestation, whether good or whether evil. We should speak life, abundantly, exceedingly great life, for the people that we're praying for. It is very, very important to know the word of Yahuwah. It is very important for us as children of the Most High Yah to know that we cannot be cursed without a cause. To understand that he has given us, he said, behold, I have given you powers, power and authority over all the works of the enemy, and nothing in by no means shall harm you. When we understand the word of Yahuwah, when we read that word, and when we get that in our spirit, and we know that we are children of the Most High, and we have power over all the works of the enemy, then we have no fear, because they can send it anytime they want. Bring it on, because I know who I am. I'm a child of the Most High, and I know I send that back unto you. You said you come against me one way, and you shall flee in seven different directions. But if you don't know the word of Yahuwah and who you are as a child of the Most High, then these things, they will come and they will destroy a person that doesn't know the word of Yahuwah. knowing the word of Yahuwah, knowing who you are, knowing what Yahusha has went through, knowing the power that he has given unto us is very, very important. It's life. His word will never go back void unto him. And when we learn his word, when we read his word, when we obey his word, then we will have much success. It may take a little while. It might come instantly. It might come today, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. But it has to come to pass. His word has to come to pass. We will go through trials. We will go through our temptation. And we will go through whatever it is that we will have to go through. But in the end, we know we won. This is why I spend so much time praying every morning. I said, you are the greatest warrior ever. You said, stand still and watch my deliverance. You said, I, Yahuwah, your Elohim, I will fight your battle. And I say, Father, you are the greatest warrior ever. You have never lost the battle. And you are Nisi. You are my banner. And so he has never lost the battle. Yeah. Yeah. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for joining us for Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way. We're just warming up. Next time, we'll chat with Brother Mike and Sister Alicia as they weigh in and share their experiences on matters of the heart.
I used to have a lot of negative thinking. I come from an era where my mind was completely poisoned. Everything was poisoned, evil. But thanks to Yahuwah, because of his compassion, my mind is pure right now. So anybody out there, I just give you this advice. Yahuwah will set you free.
For me as a teenager, we often struggle in our hearts with prayer pressure, jealousy, fear, anger, worry, doubt, and the desire to fit in. These struggles can pull us away from Yahuwah and make us feel trapped. As the scripture says, if a son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed.
Heart Health and Healing, Yahuwah's Way, is brought to you by In His Name Messianic Ministries in collaboration with the Assembly of Yahuwah at Sand Hill. Find us on Facebook as well as on the web. Shalom.